Welcome back, Ramblers. I'm Fatima, your makeup lover, cheese bean enthusiast, tea spiller, and gamer girl. I'm just kidding.
And I am Ricardo, a fitness model, entrepreneur, musician, humanitarian, hand model, entrepreneur, and...
Again?
I'm an entrepreneur two times.
Okay.
Did I say entrepreneur two times?
I'm pretty sure you did.
And...
So much more.
And this is...
Interrupted Rambling.
Stick around and see what made Fatima say this.
Sorry, something controversial. I don't like Thanksgiving. It's too white.
It's too white.
And what made Ricardo say this?
It's not gonna dry out like your vagina.
Today's episode is the one about Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, I'm not the musician here. Let me go back.
So
today's episode is the one about Thanksgiving.
So what? How was Thanksgiving when you were growing up? I don't know how to segue it.
It's fine. Thanksgiving. Who wants to talk about Thanksgiving?
Well, see the fatty in me. Growing up, Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday.
Not for me.
Really?
Thanksgiving was boring.
Really?
I didn't like it.
What? Really? Why? Did you do anything, first of all? Let's say
that. Yeah, we would...
And when you say we, who is we?
My family. Like my mom, my dad, my older brother.
Your nuclear family.
My nuclear?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Your mom, dad, and your siblings. That's
my real family.
No, that's called, it's nuclear.
My real family.
Okay, your real family.
I'm just kidding.
Your real family and you.
Yeah, we would go to like a party, I guess. So like it's like more like oh my madrina or
okay,
so and
you're, so. Okay, so you go to somebody else's house.
Yes, to do Thanksgiving. Okay. Rarely we would just be us nuclear family. But, like, I don't know. I just didn't like it because at least for us or, like, in the, what can I say?
I don't know.
Last episode we were talking about Latinx.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Latino,
well, you can say Mexican, right?
Mexican culture. You have to fucking dress up.
For things, okay. I thought you meant like costumes for a second, but no, you mean like dress up like fancy,
yeah.
Like, and you're in a living room,
literally okay. Just sitting yes. There waiting for the food. Yeah, but okay, then if you look at it on like the quote
American?
Unquote American way, it's like they have dinner early, right after either the fucking Macy's parade or like a football game or some shit like that.
That's true.
And for us, it was mainly like. All right, dress up, leave the house around like 6, 7, go to the other house, and then sit there for another hour, and then gather and get your, like, we ended up eating around like 9, 10.
See, oh, okay, so that's the norm, right?
Yes.
Okay, I hate that. I hate that with such passion, because like, that day...
You could be eating 3 hours before.
Yes. Like I said, it was my favorite holiday growing up, because like, for me, growing up, it was basically a holiday based on eating. You know what I mean? Like, Thanksgiving, I know it was about the pilgrims and the... The pilgrims? What are they called? It was the pilgrims?
Yeah.
And the natives?
Yeah.
Okay, for a second, I was, like, second-guessing myself.
They're canceled, remember?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That was never in my radar.
Right.
You know, so it was always, it's a holiday about fucking eating, you know? Like, that's what we base it off, eating a whole bunch of food.
And that's how they portray it, too.
Well, yeah.
When
we're
younger, it's like a long-ass table with, like...
Variety of different stuff, and it all looks hella
so
delicious.
So much, and, like, just piled up. Mm-hmm. So you think, oh, Thanksgiving is the abundance of food and shit.
And in a way, it was, like, I love the food. But it was... The thing I hated was that eating at, like, 9, 10. Because, like, usually, because it's Thanksgiving, you don't have, like, a lunch, you know? You maybe have breakfast, but you don't have lunch. And you have to wait until...
yourself all day
until
dinner.
I would hate it with a passion. So that's something I would, like, take from white people, you know? What is it called? I would eat earlier. a more appropriate their eating time,
Not just
you know?
that, I would, oh, sorry, I would also do not having to dress up so fancy
Well, I
for
feel like
it.
some white people dress up, but they do have, yeah, like you said, it's more like lounging around, being with family, being at a house, and like eating after, like you said, watching a football game or watching a parade. So
That's
yeah,
it.
that's
I
true.
never saw the parade.
Never, yeah, never. And it's also
I'll
like it's
support
in a
see whatever channel that shit was on. What channel
it
was it
it's like
on?
ABC.
Yeah, I'm too poor. We didn't
So
have
that is
cable.
antenna. That is antenna.
Oh,
Stop
even
being
then.
stupid. But
That's
that's
American
the thing.
Channel.
It was in New York. So like here it would be super early too, I think.
Yeah.
So I
Maybe
think
that's why they would eat
that's
it
what I guess.
early.
Yeah. But what's it called? What was your favorite thing though, food wise, that they serve? Or was it always a changing menu? Because mine, I asked you a question, I'm gonna answer it before you. Typical
That's
Ricardo.
why
Because mine was
you seem
very.
so passionate about Thanksgiving. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you. So, like I said, it was based around food. I've been a chubby person. I was a chubby kid. I'm a chubby adult, you know? For a reason. Because, like I said,
Thanksgiving.
no, it wasn't just Thanksgiving. I feel like
It's a
there's.
year-round Thanksgiving.
Okay, anyways, before I was rudely, rudely
Interrupted.
interrupted and attacked, my Thanksgiving. I'm just talking to you now because.
Please
She
disregard me. I'm about to step to the
disregarded
side.
because we had like a set dinner menu almost in a way every single
It was
year.
the same?
Basically, yeah, every single year it was the same. It was always at my aunt's house, so that's another thing, you know. Like, it was, of course, you have to have turkey, right?
Yeah.
You have to have turkey,
Ham.
but like, no, we never
We
had ham,
never had
yeah.
ham.
So, like,
Huh.
we're a big family, like, it was just not my nuclear family, it was like. My nuclear family, my aunt and her nuclear family, but and then like you know, as the year gets, as time passes, more people get either married into the
Colados
no
or
married into the
oh.
family, colados. No, more people get married into the family or
New
have more
family is
kids, right? Or
born.
have more kids, yeah.
You're
So
right.
like as the years go by, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, but the set menu was basically, like I said, a turkey, more than one, maybe two or three, I don't know. And then mashed potatoes, of course, the gravy.
Green beans, potatoes,
No!
tomatoes.
You name it! No.
I love that every time it's about to do Thanksgiving, that fucking meme pops up.
Like, that is a banger, right?
It
That song
is.
is a banger. But
Good food
another
fight.
thing that it's like traditional for us. And I don't know if it's Thanksgiving-y, but it's traditional what we eat. It's broccoli soup. Like a
Like
creamy broccoli soup.
cheddar broccoli?
Not cheddar, but it's
I
creamy. It is creamy.
love cheddar broccoli.
Finally, I got her into the conversation. Cheddar broccoli soup. I didn't know that was what it would take. I'm gonna bring that up any other time that I feel like she's spacing out. Cheddar broccoli, cheddar broccoli. But yeah, broccoli soup and then like a cold pasta. It was just basically noodles
With like
with
egg?
no. With salt and pepper, red bell pepper, and broccoli. But it was cold, you know. And that was usually like our menu. And then as like I said, as members of the family kept growing. There was like one turkey was made like spicy, you know, like and like the more things were brought in. But yeah, I loved eating, you know, and the only thing, like I said, I was just over it being so freaking late. And I was like, this would be perfect if I could eat like at around, I'm not even saying 3 o'clock, you know, I'm saying like let's do five, six, you know, a reasonable time that I could
So then you can have like 2, 3 hours to
and then
rest
eat
and then eat
again.
it. Yeah, because it's so much
Except,
food.
exactly. But what was yours?
For
Like the menu?
me,
Or was it
okay.
changing all the time?
So the thing here is like when we would go to like
Another person's
another
house.
person's house, it's basically like up to them what they wanted to. But we would something that my mom always makes every year, either during Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas, is tinga.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chicken.
No.
Oh, really?
Turkey.
Turkey. Oh,
Because it's. Cause...
it's stupid. It's
It's
Thanksgiving.
turkey.
Oh, bleep that out. Fuck you.
But yeah, so it's a thing of the bubble.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a
Because
big
bubble, it's
ass.
bubble season also.
Yeah, and it's big, so
Oh my
they can
god.
make more.
My butter has been there all the time.
I don't notice.
I was talking about being fat and this literal button like popped up.
It's getting ready to
It's
expand.
getting ready. Anyways, so bubble thinga.
Yeah, so that's something my mom would always make. She would also make,
Was
like
it
she would,
spicy?
so, yeah.
Okay. And what would you eat the thinga with? Like, cause, okay,
tostadas,
those.
crema, queso cotija on
Okay.
top, and lechuga. Ooh.
But that doesn't seem very like festive.
I don't
Only
give a shit. It's
the
good.
babo part seems festive to me.
I don't care.
Okay.
And it's like my part of my favorite thing that it's
Really?
not festive at all.
Really?
Yeah. I look
Okay.
forward to
To
the
the
thing
thinga.
because my mom only makes it
During that time of
during
year.
that time, and I love it. It's so good. Or she'll make like pavo, you know, just a turkey, but she'll make it like spicy. Obviously, smashed potatoes is a big staple, so she would also make that. She would make ham. I don't like ham. I don't like it. Yeah.
Why? Because of the sweetness aspect?
I don't know.
I don't
The
know.
texture?
The
I don't
texture?
know. I think I've only had it once when I was young, and I was like, ugh, and that was it. I never ever
But
have it
she always has
again.
it. Usually.
She would, yes, but like most recently, like she hasn't. But these are things like I'm thinking about it, like things that we've had. Pumpkin pie is another one that we would have.
Okay. Did you guys
That
make it or just buy it?
we'd buy that shit from Costco.
Okay.
Or like cheesecake.
Okay.
I love cheesecake. Other than that, I'm telling you, like if it's just my
Nuclear friend.
nuclear family,
I taught
it
you a
is
new term today.
not, yeah, new term. It is not something like
Okay.
traditional and extravagant, I guess. It's not traditional. Like you said, like tinga, like
Yeah,
that's
that's.
not
Yeah,
festive,
yeah.
but
Tostadas. What the fuck?
yeah, but I don't know. I like it. I
Yeah. It sounds good. Like somebody at my job just recently made some tinga, and like I haven't had it in a while. And I'm like, this shit was good.
Yeah,
That shit was good. It
because
was
you
spicy,
don't,
but it was good.
yeah, so I like that. And like I was saying, I bubble just, I don't know, it's just not my
Babo,
jam.
it's funny because like if it's too dry, it's
Oh,
like there's not even point in eating it, you know? Also, if it lacks flavor, like where is the flavor, you know? So I feel like it's one of those things where like it is hard to, how do you say, like get it right,
Yeah, and how
because
to be
moist, yeah,
bussin'.
but
Have
what's it
it
called?
taste
Because my brother,
good.
like I said, it was always my uncle who would make well, in my aunt's house, my uncle would make the babo. So my brother a few years back, he tried to make one as well, and like my brother tried to put like different stuff in it, like romero. He tried to, I don't know what else he
That
put
just
in
didn't
there.
come out.
It didn't come out. Yeah, it like I still like the flavor, but like I think como que se le pasó and it was a little too dry. But yeah, so like it takes some skill, you know, to get it. As the years went by, it was more of a thing where like I don't know if you noticed how Black Friday, because that's also a big part of like
Oh my
Thanksgiving,
God, yeah.
Black Friday kept coming up like earlier. You know what I mean? Like,
Like the time that the stores would open or the sales or
or the
whatever
sales, yeah.
was sooner and sooner and sooner and sooner, to the point where like you'd either be like dinner or go get in line for Black Friday.
Exactly. Did you ever go to Black Friday?
Never until recently, like a few until like when I met Sergio, we went Black Friday.
And what do
But
you think?
it's whack.
It's whack.
I'm just there just because everybody.
Because.
You're just like, okay.
FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're missing out. No, I'm
Like.
just kidding. No, I don't know. It's just something like different because it's like, when do you do that other than that one
Black Friday.
day where like the fucking stores are open, like, you know, like really, really late, like almost 24 hours. So it's just different.
I.
Are there deals? No.
You don't think so?
You can find those deals like year round.
See, I don't know. I feel conflicted because I've gone probably like multiple times to Black Friday, and like have I bought anything significant? No, but I still feel like I have to go sometimes, you know?
Yeah, because
Like just in case.
it, just in case
Just in
some
case I buy
chonies are on sale.
literally, really. No, it's always like electronics. That's the
What the fuck do
thing.
you buy?
No, I mean like that's that would
That is worth
llamarme.
it. It's
Yeah,
a
exactly.
electronics, but if you
Like Black
realize,
Friday to get clothes, that seems
I
crazy.
know,
No.
but you still do.
No, I don't.
You don't? I
No.
have.
Really?
Yeah, but
Oh, I
like,
think you said you went to like Old Navy, right?
yeah, because their jeans are like 75% off or some shit,
There you
or
go, see?
50%.
So it was worth it
And I
that
love
time.
their
And it was
jeans.
worth it that time.
Yeah, but I only get like two pairs of jeans. That motherfucker lasts me like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's get
High
like
quality shit, man, when
really
I tell you.
even how about in between your thighs?
Swear.
They
Yeah.
no, they don't rip in between your
Nope.
thighs? Do they regularly rip there? Because that's where
Yeah.
mine rip. Mine rip from my thighs rubbing
Ever
together, like
since
they
the
harmonize.
only jeans that I have are literally like Old Navy jeans.
Really?
And like
Not
the
sponsored.
not sponsored, but like the I like I say like every year around that time I get like two pairs of jeans, two or
Really?
three maybe, and they fucking last me like 2 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, I
How
have
often do you wear them though?
like
Often?
every day.
Oh
Yeah.
wow. Okay. Old
They're
Navy, I'm going for jeans
good.
now,
I like them.
fam.
I told Sergio, I was like, you need to get yourself at least one pair of jeans. And like he got blue jeans and they still look fucking blue.
Really?
And like he wears them and they look like brand new. Like, yeah.
Do they have black ones? Because that's
I
all I
think
wear,
so.
basically.
So the thing here with like black jeans, sorry we're segging away, but anyways, I don't like
That's
black
okay.
jeans because I feel like every time you wash them, the color fades. So I like a, let me see.
This is black. Oh, sorry. This
No.
is a
I know, that's what
lycra.
I was saying. Like, I don't think this is fully jeans.
Oh, she literally pulled my hair. Oh my God. Yeah,
It's like
it's
a, like,
spandexy
yeah. So
jeans.
I like those jeans. I know that, no, like,
Yeah, they last
they
longer.
last longer and, like, the color lasts longer. As to, like, black jeans, they fucking fade and they look
That's
ugly.
true.
So that's why I'm like, I try to stay away from, like, black jeans. So it's like blue jeans, light blue jeans, stuff like
Okay.
that.
Okay.
White jeans, I stay out. I feel like they're see-through. Anyways.
And they get dirty super fast.
Yeah.
But
But
no, okay.
anyways,
Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna shop Old
Black
Navy
Friday.
apparently.
Try it. Get yourself like a
Yeah,
pair
a
of
pair of
jeans and
jeans.
test it
A
out and see if you
testament.
like
Well, this is the thing, like, since the pandemic, I haven't worn jeans a lot
Yeah.
because like I was living off of sweatpants.
I love
And
sweatpants.
now at work I have to wear black pants, but they can't be jean material. They have to be like
Yeah, like a
slack.
stretchy.
They have to be like chinos. Come see? That's a weird name for a jean.
Chinos.
Chinos?
I think it's just a material.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Okay. But
Anyways,
anyways,
but
Black
Black
Friday.
Friday, yeah.
I would go every single year basically.
I would go
And
too, but I think more like walking
you
wise
know what
and
I
see
would
what they
walk?
have. What?
I would buy because you know what, that's my vice, right? Like DVD sets
Oh.
of TV shows. That's what I would buy. I have so many DVD sets from TV shows, movies. That's my vice. So like I would just like go and like get
I would
$5
go to Bath
movies.
Body, Bath Body Work? No, Body, what?
Bed Bath and Beyond?
No, Bath Body Work, Body Works Bath.
But I know what you're talking about, but like, what is it called? Bath and Body Works. Bath and Body Works, huh?
Beth?
Is that what it's called for us?
I think so.
Bath, bath,
Bath
bath and body. Oh yeah, that is
and
true.
Body Works. Bath and Body.
Okay.
Bath and Body Works.
Anyways, you would go there
I'd go there. Yeah, cause
for Bath and Body
yeah, you have the lotions and stuff. So that is one store I always go because
Okay.
I'm just everybody's there, and I'm like, I want to be there too.
There must be a really good
Let
deal.
me sniff some shit.
Would you ever like? Do the line, big line of waiting like a
Oh, I thought you
day.
meant like Coke line.
This is about Black Friday.
Would you ever do a line? And I was like, what?
Okay, answer that question first.
No, I would never. Would you ever do a line? What? Go carry on.
Segue. We want to be hype, apparently.
Okay,
But
would I ever do the line on
yeah,
Bath
like you
and
know
Body
how? No,
Works?
not a
Or
Bath and Body Works,
any line?
but
The fucking Adidas store, man.
really?
At like Plaza,
Oh,
yeah, but oh my
yes.
gosh, that shit is
And this was
long.
last year, I remember, right? I told you I went also. You went and I went, but we didn't go together, but we like.
Yeah, but every time it's like the
Really?
longest line ever.
No, but I met. Well, yeah, kind of like that. But not. No, more, even more extreme. Like, and like I said, once again, it's more like electronic stores. So, like Walmart or Target and like Best
Oh, the ones
Buy.
that they like sleep overnight,
Yes.
and but these
Whichever.
motherfuckers sleep like two, three.
That's what
Now
I'm
that I've
saying.
noticed,
That's what I'm
before it
saying.
was like the night before,
That's why I said
and then
every
it was
single time it
like
keeps getting.
another. Yeah, no, I've never done that.
Would you ever though?
Hell
Like,
nah.
not even if it was like a really good deal. Like,
No.
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 But I know who would do
Sergio would, yeah.
it.
Only
And
specific, like if it was like the best freaking graphics card. For like a super cheap, he definitely
okay.
like he'll camp out for like a month for it, I'd
For
say.
like a month.
I want to say,
Okay, you're being hyperbolic now.
I
A
am, but
month? No, okay, realistically.
I would.
29 days. 28 days later. He's a
Nah,
zombie literally
he's
there.
there, all stiff and
Like
shit.
a week?
Yeah,
No
I'd say
way.
yeah, he would.
But he has to go to work.
He'll probably call off.
For a week?
Or he'll probably work from home remote.
For a week. He
Yeah.
still needs to shower.
Well, poor people out there with him. It's not my fault. I'm gonna be in my bed in my house.
So you didn't go and tag team? No, not tag team him. tag him.
Go accompany him. No.
No, I feel like,
Like switch.
yeah, switch.
It's
No?
because the thing is, like, that last time he went, what they did is the guy goes around and asks for their names and stuff, and they write it down. And then, like, an hour, 2 hours later, would go back again around and, like, check whoever's in line.
So you're not allowed to tag somebody in? Really?
Like,
Oh.
what I can do is me and him both be there,
Okay.
and then, like, have me signed in and have him signed in, and then just be like, oh, he wants the bathroom or whatever.
Oh, but you have to lie,
Yeah.
basically. Oh, he's been in the bathroom for 4 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where'd you
Oh,
go get
okay.
food?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but other
Oh,
than
okay.
that, no. But the like, and then the other thing
Would you
about
keep him
it,
company then? Oh, sorry, you were
like
saying?
30 minutes
30
maybe.
minutes? Okay, but what were you gonna
I
say?
got things to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm
What
just
were you
kidding.
gonna say?
Or like those places where like people are camping out for so long and it's only for like five freaking TVs.
Yeah, so you're like not even sure you're gonna get it, right?
Yeah.
But then there's other situations where they give you like a voucher and you're like you're the 10th person in line, you're gonna get one. You know what I mean?
That'd be nice. Because I remember there was this like 1 year where shit broke loose and people were like fighting.
Well, like seeing all those videos of like people getting trampled over, like
Yeah, like which
that
is why
seems
I'm like the
intense.
voucher thing is pretty like
Yeah.
nice because you know, like
Like you know you're gonna and you don't have to wait anymore in line.
Yeah.
But it takes away from the excitement
Though, but the
of
thing here is like they'll make you wait
still
until the
till you
last,
open.
yeah,
Yeah,
and then be like, oh,
definitely.
here's your voucher, you know,
Which makes sense, you know? But like I don't want to get run over by anybody.
yeah, I
You
wouldn't
know?
either.
I've never seen it that happen though. Like in real life? Have you?
No, never.
I always feel like they always play that on like the news, but I've never seen it. I've seen like a whole bunch of people being there, but like nobody getting trampled and like running and fighting for the
Stepped
like
on
yeah
and
or fighting
shit.
for the last TV. I
Yeah.
think my dad bought a TV during a Black Friday.
I think we bought a TV on Black Friday, but it wasn't like super cheap. Like, you know, we have to like there's only like five for a certain amount. But you know, it was a good deal.
And you still have that TV?
Yep. Is
Does
that
it
one?
work?
No. Yes, it does. It works. It still has a tape around it around the corner.
You just
I don't know.
noticed that now?
So people, when they come in,
Oh,
they
they're
can
like, oh
think
my
like,
god,
oh,
you got a
you
new
just bought
TV?
it. Yeah, it works every time. I'm just getting it. We
What
don't
brand is it though?
Samsung.
Oh, that's a good brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no? I don't know much about
There you go. I
TVs,
mean, my phone's a
but yeah. That's what I
Samsung.
was gonna
Have you
say.
seen? Sorry, never
What?
mind. I'll tell you
No,
later.
say it.
There's like someone on TikTok who vouches for like Androids and stuff, and he's like, I love my Samsung. You've never seen him?
No.
I'll find it and I'll
And
send
show
it
it
to
to
you.
me.
It's funny.
Okay.
My Samsung.
Okay, anyways. How about you
Anyways.
show it to me during the break?
Okay, I'll show you, dude. I'll show it to you during the break. We're having brain farts today. We don't know how to speak. Beth? Who's Beth?
Beth's back. And we're back. How would a pavo say it? Like, you did it last time.
That's a chicken, ain't it?
No, how would a pavo say it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And we'll gobble back. So, dangly thing in the back of the throat. Okay. Anyways, yeah. I was going to say, have you ever done a friend?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You ever done a friend?
Yes, too. Sergio.
Sergio.
I'm just kidding.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
Oh, what?
I've done. So when you say have I ever done a Thanksgiving, yeah. Like, do you mean me hosted and
yeah.
cook? No, I've attended one.
Have I put in the work? No.
No.
Have I reaped the benefits?
Yes. I couldn't say it better. But it's the yes. hard work, you know, being there, getting ready for it. Okay.
Oh, for that one, do you dress up?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's more like casual.
Casual. Business casual. Okay. Yeah. So who, you don't have to say their name, but who, like, was there a lot of people invited or what?
It was like,
did you know
close.
All of them?
Yes. It okay. was like someone who was once a close friend of mine.
So it was a friend and she had like how many?
Maybe like 10 to 12.
Oh, well, that's still kind of like big. But everybody knew each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We were all mainly like couples and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we all knew each other. But it was more like a potluck kind of thing.
What
so
did
like
you bring?
The host would make the turkey.
Okay.
Hard part. And then someone else was like, oh, I'll bring this and I'll bring this and I'll bring that. So for me, what did I bring? I think I'm being sometimes like, oh,
so
macaroni does. In a pot. That's so wet.
Wop, wop.
Wop, wop. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would bring mac and cheese.
Did you make it?
Hell yeah, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes your macaroni special?
The wop. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Oh, Sergio, come get your wife.
I'm kidding.
What would make it special?
The cheese.
What kind of
cheese?
Just,
I don't know.
No, it was just cheese. Regular macaroni?
Yeah, I would use macaronis and then Velveeta cheese. Velveeta?
Okay.
Velveeta?
Okay. That nacho cheese?
No. It was like a block, but it would make it creamy.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then I would add like cheddar cheese,
okay.
like block of it, and uh-huh. then milk, and then like melt
milk.
It.
Uh-huh.
And then I apply it over it, and then bacon bits on top.
Okay, you
and then I would put like, to make it crunchy, breadcrumbs on top, and then put it in the oven.
Hasta pareces, chef.
Yeah.
¿Y se sabía bueno?
Siempre se acababa. Would I have some? No, I don't like macaroni and cheese.
Then why the hell would you make it?
Because my husband loves macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Oh my
so
God.
I would make it.
So selfless.
And like
I
everyone else, like literally, that was like, I've taken it to like other, like,
oh, so comidios. You're famous for that? Okay, okay.
I don't know if they know I made it,
oh,
but
okay.
It was one of the first things that would be gone.
I don't know, mas. I don't know, mas.
What can I say? I'm a terrible
you,
cook.
You think somebody tasted it and they threw it all to the trash? And you're like, oh my God, everybody loves my macaroni
and
cheese.
I'm just kidding. The only ones who love macaroni and cheese are the kids.
Really?
Oh, kids love macaroni and cheese in general.
Even with bacon, though? Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they were like the tiny bacon bits.
Tiny
so,
bacon bits.
Yeah.
They're the first ones. It's not even bacon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was dog treats.
Dog treats. Yeah, basically. So you would make that?
Yeah, I would make that. What else? Or like I would take a dessert, but that's like from the store-bought dessert. What else have I made that I've taken? Because like I said, it's just like whatever it is.
Like
or drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's more like, oh, what would you want me to take? And I'll take it.
And you wouldn't do that on Thanksgiving Day, right?
No.
It would be like, okay.
It would either be before or after.
Or after, okay.
But like a week after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or
that
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, they have their front.
That's what I was saying, because everybody still has their family, and Thanksgiving is very much still a family holiday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did a Friendsgiving once. I did the work and I repped the benefits still.
And I was never
Also,
invited.
I didn't meet, I didn't know you.
I don't give a shit. You should have looked for me.
I should have looked for you. I'm gonna create a time machine and go back in time. Yeah, I think it was like literally the year before I met you. But
Where'd you do it? At your house?
I did it at my house.
Oh, that's
At my
nice.
house. It was different from yours because, like, I think I talked about this before, but most of my friends don't know each other. Like, you met a couple of my friends, and some of them that you met, quote unquote, met, you met online, you know, like through Zoom because we've done like the podcast.
Yeah.
But physically met, I think you only met like two or three of my friends, but most of my friends don't know each other. So it was kind of like a, I don't want to say weird because it wasn't weird, or at least I don't think it was weird. But like a different dynamic in the sense that like I was the only common denominator between them all. You
But
know what
did
I
they
mean?
all have like good conversations, or do you felt like you were trying to create conversation between them?
No, we had a I had fun. I
That's
think I had
good.
fun. So, and mine was like half of what yours was. So mine was, if I remember correctly, I think it was seven of us only. So,
Not bad.
yeah, so it was six friends and me, myself, including myself. But yeah, I invited another friend who was vegan. And, like, me being considerate, you know, like, I did a couple of vegan stuff. And that bitch never showed up. So I was like, what the fuck? I did all these vegan stuff. And somebody else also, like, say, a convivio. A com ¿Cómo se?
Accommodate.
No, like, in español, I was gonna say it in español. A convivio? That's a word, right?
I think so.
Like they volunteered to bring something
Yeah.
and they brought it also vegan because like I said
Yeah.
like another friend was gonna be there that was vegan and that bitch never showed up so I was like what the fuck you know like we could have been eating meat we could have been eating more you know
Cheese.
exactly but so it was like I said seven of us and I baked ham because I think ham is basically just put it in the oven and that's it you don't have to worry about it it's gonna stay
Joycey, Joycey.
juicy moist it's gonna stay juicy
Wop.
it's gonna stay that way you know because it's not gonna dry out like your vagina But so I did ham, I did mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, I did them like real potatoes, cause before like no, cause this is the thing. Box potatoes, hells to the fucking no. It makes a huge difference. Like real potatoes, we added a whole bunch of cheese.
Green beans,
Because
potatoes, something.
I did Brussels
Did you do the
sprouts.
gravy?
No, I did not do great. See. Because I didn't do turkey, so I didn't do gravy.
I hate gravy.
Really?
I don't like
I like
gravy.
gravy.
I
I
love
like it.
gravy.
It makes things good. Yeah.
I don't like
I don't
gravy.
like it when it.
I sorry, something
What?
controversial. I don't like Thanksgiving.
It's too white. I was gonna say, I wanna appropriate some white culture though. I like gravy. I like the stuffing.
Sorry.
Anyways,
Anyways.
I like you white people. I like gravy. I like stuffing. Even though we never had it like on Thanksgiving, like our Thanksgiving celebrations, but I've gone to a couple friends' Thanksgiving and they're a little bit more white. And I've had stuffing and I like it. But back to my menu, what I did. I did Brussels sprouts, which I no. Is that what you did today? Because that reminded me.
Air
Oh,
fried Brussels
are they
sprouts.
good? Air fried?
Yes.
They're so good. Brussels. I made some. They were so good as well. I didn't make them air fried though.
Oh,
But I
they're
had
good.
Brussels sprouts. I had a whole bunch of shit. Anyways, we played Cards Against
Humanity,
Humanity. That thing, you know, like so that was fun. The only thing was that one of my friends brought his little baby, and you know, with okay, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Why?
Maybe I know who that person is.
Oh, so yeah, he brought his baby. So, like, you know, with kids, when you have kids, you have to leave earlier. So he left earlier. So, and that was, yeah, and it was one of those things where, like, okay, it was fun.
Darn you
Darn you get
kids.
that, another reason why I don't want kids, you know? But that was it, and I was
But
thinking
it
that.
gives you a great excuse to leave a terrible situation.
Are you implying something?
I'm just saying, you can use them to your
Oh,
advantage.
okay.
Maybe they don't want to
Better.
be there and be like, oh, my kid, I need to go.
Are you saying
Possibly.
that this is what happened?
Possibly.
Fuck you.
I'm giving you possibilities.
Oh my god,
Endless,
okay.
endless of
Anyways, okay.
possibilities.
Anyways, I'm gonna do a Friendsgiving and Fatima's not gonna be invited. She's being a bitch.
It's cool because I don't even like Thanksgiving.
Okay, I thought you were, I don't even like
I'll
your
just.
friends. So, what's it called? I was thinking actually about it, doing a Friendsgiving, but with the panorama, it seems like. Seems kind of tricky. Like, I don't think I want to.
Well,
You
put like
know
a vaccine man, make him a
what I mean?
vaccine
Vaccine
mandated to
mandate.
attend your.
And they have to have a
They need
negative
a.
test 24 hours in advance.
Yeah, and they ha
Oh,
and they
okay.
have to show you their vaccine, and make it a requirement to have the booster shot too.
The boost. Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm
Okay.
just kidding.
No, but I'm thinking, I'm like, if I was to invite. It's funny how life changes in the matter of, like, I think this was like 4 years ago. The friends that I would invite now, I would say only like two of them are still in my life. You know what I mean? So it would be a completely different lineup.
I'm
What
just
is
kidding.
that?
I'll lighten up.
If people are not gonna know, cause they're not watching.
Oh,
She did something stupid. Anyways,
okay.
it would be a completely different lineup. And I was just thinking that when I'm like, okay, cool. Who would be invited? And then it's also one of those things where, like, if I don't invite. Because that last time when I did it, I kept that a secret. Like, I didn't post it on social media or do anything. Because I'm like, people are going to see and they're going to be like, why didn't you invite me?
Because I'm not, I don't feel grateful for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not thankful for you.
Okay, that's why I wasn't invited.
I told you.
I'm just kidding.
You were not even in the picture. And then I think about it, I'm
You should have
like,
drew me in.
like, cause also my friends are also very like different in age. Like, you are around my age, right? But then I have, well, my high school friend, he's around my age. But then I have like three very close friends that are all 41. They're all older. And then I have another younger friend. So it's like, I don't know if they would have like things in common to talk about now that I think about it. Because it's very much like, what does a 41-year-old and a 24-year-old have in common?
Human beings.
Other than that, though.
You.
And that's the thing. Haven't you ever noticed that when you introduce two friends that don't know each other, the common denominator is to make fun of the friend that they know? No? Or does that just only happen to me?
Maybe.
Because that happens to me. Like, for example, when was it? I introduced my high school friend, Adan, to one of my older friends. And literally, they bonded, but the only thing they bonded over was, well, for that time that they talked, you know, was about making fun of me. And I was like, really, motherfucker? Like, what the fuck, you know?
I've ever been in that situation. Or not that I can remember. But again, I don't have friends.
You do have friends. So if you had a Friendsgiving, you could very much have one. You have your own place now.
I can, yes.
Would I be invited?
Hell yeah. Hell
Okay.
yeah, brother.
The only person invited.
Pretty
Well,
much.
some life.
True story, bro.
Oh my god, listen,
No,
though.
it's
There
because, like.
would be multiple people invited.
No.
Yes.
So, like, my friends now are mainly, like, co-workers.
And then you have your friend in Hawaii.
Yeah,
Doxer, Doxer.
that.
635 right lane.
Not left,
Not
right.
left, right lane. Yeah, that's true. Because that's
Yeah.
another thing. Yeah, I have a couple of friends that moved away, and like,
Yeah.
you can no longer invite them.
Like I said, like I honestly like I don't
Give a damn? Oh, it's okay.
no,
So you're gonna
besides
say
that,
that? Oh,
no, I
damn.
don't like now that I think of it, like friends wise, like I don't really have
But then, oh, no.
what
Oh, it's like you can buy Sergio's friend.
what friends.
He has some. He has two that I know of.
Yeah, but one of them, well, yeah, one of them for sure, they'll probably come. But we have to accommodate and be like, y'all have to have your vaccines
Up to date. So you
up
would
to
do what I
date.
did. What
Exactly.
I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
What I did, what I'm gonna
I'm
do.
just kidding. But yeah, like I said, like I don't no, like
Me? Yeah, me.
me. No.
No,
Just
what?
you're my friend.
Okay,
I think, I hope. He hasn't confirmed it yet, so.
Okay, I have to ask her.
That's about it.
That's it. Well, this is the
And
thing.
Abby.
But
But
she's.
Abby lives
That's why I said she's
far
in
away.
635 right lane.
Right, not left.
Right lane. What's it called? Don't you find it harder to make friends now that you're older? Or have you always found it hard?
Yes. No. So it's more like I can make relationships with people and like talk to them and like have a good time, but not to the point where like, oh, come over or let's go out to
Why?
dinner, because everyone has their own
Okay,
life. And
okay,
like me, and we've talked about this in a previous
okay. We
podcast.
have?
Hell yeah. That like I'm a really bad texter
Oh,
or like
yes.
conversation kind of. So like I don't start a conversation because I'm like, you are busy. Like I don't wanna
Yeah, okay,
bother
that's stupid.
you. Thanks.
No, because I don't agree with that. I don't. Because, yeah, no, I don't agree.
Why?
Because, like, if you feel like messaging somebody, do it. Just do it.
I did.
And they ignored you?
Kinda.
You were ghosted?
Yeah, it was more thank you, and that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say, for me, I feel like, okay, if we go back to like me going out on like a couple days ago, I think it has to do with age. Like I literally like went out and like slept only like 3 or 4 hours, and like it took me a lot more time to freaking recuperate. And I feel like the effort that it takes for that is the same thing that like it takes so much more effort to get a friendship going. You know what I mean? Like there's so much more like, or not so much so much more effort, but like do you really want to put that much effort into this? You know, like somebody new, like do you really want to get to know them again? Do you really want to accommodate for the plans?
Me, a person who don't have friends, I wouldn't mind.
But you're, if you truly didn't mind, you would get better at the communicating over text.
Yes, but then because of that, I don't
Oh,
have
also
friends.
one bad experience ruined it for you.
No, it's mainly that.
It's mainly what?
The me not texting or
But that's what
starting
I'm
a
saying. But you said you
conversation.
wouldn't mind it making more friends because you lack them. So wouldn't that make you more inclined to get better at what you think is preventing you from doing that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do
I'm
you
more
accept what
like,
I'm saying?
yes.
Okay.
It's because for
Do you, are you
me,
gonna change
bitch, shut
it?
the fuck up. I think I'm more of a one-on-one person kind of thing. Like how we are right now.
Okay, this is ludicrous because when I first met you had like those game nights, and that's what I thought you I can't pronounce thrived on, having those game nights which were held at your house, at least the one I went to, you know, that were held at your house, and it was like a group of friends there.
So the thing here with that is, and we're going already past our Thanksgiving
It
thing,
doesn't matter.
but
It's
it's
called
fine.
interrupted rambling.
Yes, anyways,
And
we're
this
gonna
can be
get up
called the
close
one
and
about, it can
personal.
be the one about
Up close and
Thanksgiving.
personal! Up close and personal! T and drama! You heard
Oh,
it here
really?
first.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the thing here with that is, the friends that would come over were obviously one of, I don't know where we're at, so I'm just gonna put who was once a really good, close friend of mine. So she had obviously like her friends or her husband's friend, and then they were a couple, so then they would come over. So that's how we met. And it was always like, oh, here and there, and then you would come, and then we would invite like our classmates and stuff like that. That's why like game nights were like that. But originally it was six of us, so three couples, okay? And then one couple broke
No
up,
more.
or no more. And then that's where things kind of started getting weird, and like me and Sergio weren't getting invited to things
Oh,
that
because
they would
okay, I
do.
get you.
And that kind of like for me, it made me feel bad.
Because like, what was, it wasn't your fault they broke up.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't have to do anything with them breaking up. It was
Oh.
more the dynamic of the group
Changed.
changed, and like we just weren't getting invited to things, and I felt that they were just not inviting me. And like I'm really good at reading people and reading the room, and I'm like, okay, yeah, you just don't want us there. And I, talked to my friend and I said, hey, I've noticed that, like
This is happening.
this is going on. And I brought up other like,
Instances.
yeah, prior instances. So, and they were just like, oh, it's me. I've been busy at work, and like I feel like I don't have free time, da da da. So then like I offered, suggestions, like, oh, well, if you're feeling stressed or whatever, we can have like, just we can go out to dinner, or we can do like wine and paint or something for you to distress, for you to have your alone time. And they were and she she agreed. She's like, okay. And that was it. Like that's it. Like, and then as the days were going on, like again, she they would not invite us to anything. And then that's just when like we just like stopped talking.
It wasn't because you were no longer reaching out to them, and you noticed they weren't reaching out anymore, or
I
what?
think it was both ways.
Okay.
We were both just not reaching out, and then the pandemic, and then work wise and all of this stuff got in the way. And then I think there was something that was like pinnacle and that would fucking happen, that they were unhappy, I was unhappy. But like I'm more like, well, first of all, I was the one who was feeling some kind of way, so I went and talked to you and tried to resolve it. And
Do I
then
know this?
I'm not sure. I think
Okay.
so,
Okay, you
maybe.
don't have to tell me.
So then like something happened, and then Abby came over to visit. And she came to visit me, and she didn't come to visit. It was more she came here to do business,
Oh.
as in like to get her things sorted out. So she was here for like a few days, and like in the meantime, she came to visit me to
She
say
mixed
quick
some pleasure
bye,
into the business.
pretty much. And she left, and I guess she found out that she came and she didn't visit her.
Oh, so she got upset.
I don't know, so I'm just like, yeah. And then like just like nothing, absolutely nothing. And then some other stuff happened, and then it's just I think our ideas on certain topics are really, really drastic and different, and they've always been, but we've never really talked about
Oh,
it.
okay, so you never like actually butted heads over it because the
Yeah,
conversation
'cause
was never there.
not just that, but I'm just like, I don't think it really matters. Like, it wasn't so important because, I valued our friendship. But then because of the pandemic, like things were showing up, and
Well,
personalities or people's intentions were appearing, and I was more like not really for it. And then, something happened, but like, and then something on Facebook happened, and it is what it is,
Facebook tea is so fun.
yeah. And it's like, let's agree to disagree kind of thing. Her birthday came up, and I said, happy birthday. I texted her and I was like, hey, happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day. Because honestly, whatever happened on the Facebook team or whatever, it's
Under the
under the
bridge.
bridge. Like, I don't give a
What are
shit.
under the bridge?
Literally.
Adele.
Yeah, Adele. So I'm
That's
just
one of my
like,
favorite songs.
it is a pretty good song. But yeah, so that for me in that instance, I'm
Did she
very
respond
to
to
the
the happy
text.
birthday?
She just said, thank you. That was legit, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, I clearly
Well, see, do I want to get messy or no?
get messy.
Do I get messy?
Get
Really?
messy.
Let's get loud. Let's
Does she
go.
listen to the podcast? I have no
Oh,
idea.
Hannah. Well, this is the thing. You said you were a good judge of like character. You can read the room. I remember meeting this friend, and I remember the first time because I think I also have a very good judge of character. But the first time I met her, I was like, "This is not a good person." And
Oh,
like,
yeah,
and I want
no.
to say like good person. Like, it's one of those things where like it's very loaded because it's like it means like. Almost in a way means that I'm comparing my her to me, or that person to me, and I'm saying that I'm a better person. You know what I mean? But, and it's also within like what consists of a good person, what consists of a bad person, the morality aspect of it. But yeah, the first time I met her, I'm like, I don't get good vibes from this person. I just truly do
Yeah,
not.
don't get me wrong. A lot of people tell me that. And the thing here is, I knew all along. But because.
So I'm not a good judge of character. I just saw the
No,
obvious.
no, no.
I
No, you are.
No, I
Here's
just
the
saw the
thing.
obvious.
I knew it too. But for me, it was more like if we set that aside and everything we went or did, I guess. At that time for me, I valued our friendship a lot because again, we've known each other since
For so
we
long,
were
yeah.
so long since we were in third grade. And shit happened throughout, but we always kind of like came back and like it was always that thing kind of like agree to disagree and like I knew where she stand in her beliefs and we just never really discussed about it. But because of the pandemic and stuff, I started seeing more and more character or like she wasn't being shy about it anymore. And for me, I'm just
She was
like,
one of those people that got loud during the pandemic, right? Like,
yeah, I guess you can say, but it was more like within friends kind of thing. And like other someone else who was also close with us like told me like, oh, she's this. And I was like, oh, you noticed. He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And like that's the thing is like I've always known, I've always noticed, but I didn't really know if other people saw it.
If I saw it in one interaction, definitely
But
everybody
there's the
else.
thing, like no one ever really like told me like,
But
oh,
this is the
why is
thing.
she this? You know, because
But
like
this is the
why would you
thing.
want you why would you want to talk smack about someone, especially if they're like your really close friends?
Exactly,
You
and that
know?
was my biggest reason. I'm like, because when I met her the first time, she was introduced as the best friend. I'm like, this bitch is her best friend. I'm like, what? I was like, okay, cool beans. You know, like I'm like,
I
how?
think that's mainly because we've known each other for so
Yeah, I
long. But
know.
like again, like I'm saying, like she wasn't like that, or
But that's what I'm saying. That's what
no,
I wouldn't say anything, you know, because for me it's like if that's your best friend, you know, or that's somebody that you're close to, like who am I to say that you can or cannot hang out with them? Because up until like there was no more contact between you, apparently, I never said anything bad about her. You know,
Yeah,
it was more
never.
like yeah, it was more like
And the thing is, like, I never did either because I'm just like, you know, but like, like I'm saying, like, more and more character was popping up. And I, for one, was just, I did not agree with her statements or her beliefs, which is totally fine. Everyone can believe what they want. So, again, at the same time, I guess I was also kind of distancing myself. And, like, you know, I don't have any
Ill
bad
will.
blood with her, or I don't wish her any
Yeah.
with bad intentions or nothing. Like, no, like all, you know, good intentions. Why? Because I feel like we did have some good times and stuff. So it's mainly like, it's just for me, it makes me sad and how I was being treated and like lies that I can see through. And it's like, okay, well, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like for example, the thing that you said that you were not being invited to stuff, like you said also that she was busy, you know, like but like if she's already going out and you're not being invited, it means that she's not busy,
But the
you
thing
know
here
what
is like I like
I
I don't want to say confronted
mean?
them,
No.
but I did.
You know
Like
what I
there's
mean?
this one day they invited us for like a last minute game night and we're like, yeah, sure. Like we're always and you know, like if you invite us and we're not busy, we're like, yeah, sure, let's go. We went and that day earlier they went to the beach and it was legit like them two with like the other couple. And I was like, that's weird. Like, why didn't they bother inviting us? So at the game night, and I was like, hey, I saw you guys went to the beach. He goes, oh, yeah, it was nice. And I was like, how come you guys didn't invite us? Oh, it's because it was last minute. And I was like, well, isn't this game night last minute? And he was
Literally.
like, I got caught. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, I know. Like, I know. It's just.
But this is the thing also, like, they were sloppy. Because how did you find out they were at the beach? They posted it on social media, probably.
Yeah, they did. But the thing
That's
here is
sloppy,
like,
too.
there's no shame in it, but it's like if you really do not want to associate with me, just be straight up about it and tell me. And by all means, it is fine with me. I'm not gonna cry. And at the same time, I feel like because of the pandemic and stuff and everything that was popping up and these like red flags on my end, I was like, yeah, I really don't want to associate.
And I feel like that happened a lot to a lot of people, though.
Yeah. And it just saddens me in how they are. I don't know. It's just how they think about this whole situation, and not just like the vaccine, but like regarding like Black Lives Matter when that shit was popping. I was like shocked how she was like talking about it, and I'm just like, no. Or like when I don't know if I told you, but like they kind of like came for, not for you specifically, but for people who like were taking quarantine seriously and would not go out. Like I was going out, but like I'm like, I knew what I was getting myself into. Luckily, I didn't get sick, knock on wood. But again, it was, they're just like, oh, like, that's dumb. Like, why are they quarantining? Like, they can, they go grocery shopping and they can get sick. So, why the heck are they quarantining? Like, you should just go out because the chances of them getting sick by going grocery shopping is the same. So, they should enjoy. They should, and I was just like, excuse me, you're not coming after two of my very good friends because they have done nothing to you or anyone in general. And I'm just like, they're because they were, oh, because the conversation came up because they wanted to do a beach day like volleyball, and they're like, oh, like invite your friends. And I was like, no, my friends are like taking quarantining seriously, like they're
I
staying
didn't leave my
home.
house for 6 months. That's how seriously
Yeah.
it's looking at
You're not the only one. I have
the
another friend who was the
beginning.
same. So, they were like, oh, invite your friends. So I just said, oh no, they're quarantining, they're taking care, and they don't really want to go out. And she's like, that's dumb. And I was like, ha, girl, don't come for my friends. Don't, because no, they don't. They're like saints to me. Do not touch them. They're like the best people I know, the
I'm the
most
best person in the
kind,
world.
generous, funny. Don't. Like, don't come.
Okay, kind is the other guy, probably. Generous is the other guy. Funny is the
But I was like, and I straight up facts, I was like,
No printer?
yeah, no printer. Facts.
it? You got it? Okay,
and I was just like, they are doing it to stay safe, not just for them, but for other people, because
Yeah,
they don't want to
my family.
spread it. They're doing it for their friends or family, their own family, because they don't live alone. And I'm just like, and besides, why do you care about if they're quarantining or not? It should not be your business. I'm just, and it's just like stuff like that, or like with the whole Black Lives Matter, and they were just like, well, how people were protesting on the freeway? She was like, that's so stupid. I would just run them over. And I'm like, do you not realize what is happening? And they're very like blue lives kind of thing. And I'm just like, really? Really? Like, you do not see how much violence is going on towards a specific group of people.
There, I feel like the privilege jumped out because they're light skin and they can pass.
Oh yeah,
You
a
know what I
hundred
mean?
percent, 100%. But it's just like it just I don't. It just for me, I'm mind it mind boggles me the fact how when she met her husband or boyfriend back then, how like her situation, her life changed because of the thinking. The same thinking that she has her parents had. And I'm just like, did that not hurt you? Why are you continuing the same cycle? But at the end of the day, it's not my business, it's not my problem. I just kind of worry and focus about myself
I'm gonna worry
and
about me.
me. Take care of me. And also like during this pandemic, I've met other people who are just so kind-hearted, so kind-hearted, Ricky. Like, you have no idea how, like, it's just, it made me realize that
You don't need that kind of person in your life.
no, I really
Yeah.
don't. But I don't wish her ill
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
anything. It's mainly like, you know, and it's always been like that. It's always been like that. Like, I wish you the
I could have
best.
told you that.
No, it's not like I could. I knew all along.
I know.
Literally all along I knew. And
It
like
was
other
Agatha all
people.
along.
And then like other people who have like told me like that, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not the only one. Because for me it was more
No, Adele,
like,
you're not
am
the
I
only one.
like, I know this, but like I don't know if she's fooling other people.
Oh, okay.
And like our the other friend, he, I never mentioned it, but he just said like, oh yeah, she's racist. And I was just like, in my head I was like, you saw that too, you knew that too, I'm not the only one. Okay, cool. Literally like that, he used the word that, well,
Racist,
that's the
yeah.
word he used. And I was like, okay, I'm not crazy, I
Yeah.
don't, you know, but you know, it is what it is. And don't know, it's just whatever. It sucks, it's sad, because yeah, we had like really great game nights. I do miss the game nights and stuff,
But that's
not gonna
also because of
lie.
the pandemic. Those can start again.
Wait, who?
Just me.
All right, let's go. I got Clue. I
Cool.
got
Can you play that with
Sequence.
three people?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
I think so. Yes, I think.
No,
Yeah, three. Anyways.
I'll introduce you to my friends.
Okay, that'd be great.
No, but
Anyways.
I was gonna say, I think this whole conversation started because I told you, like, if you found it harder to make friends now that you're older. Because I do, like I said, I don't find it harder. I just find it that it does take a lot of effort, and I don't know if I'm willing to put a lot of effort, you know what I
Not
mean?
just that, but I feel like a lot of like people our age or have like fucking full-time jobs or some shit, or
Oh, yeah.
two jobs. So it's like, when do you have time to like make plans to hang out? Why? First of all, because you and that person already have a life and your own friends, so your own plans.
Hence, Sergio's birthday. I can't make it.
No, bitch, you better.
I
No, you're
can't make
making
it.
it.
I
No.
can't make it to
No, no, no,
Sergio's
no. You're making it. Give me your phone with
birthday.
cancel plans. You're making it. Nope.
So
You're
that,
our
see?
VIP guest, not even Sergio.
But
You're the
this.
guest of honor.
But see, this is a prime example. She waited literally 4 days before the party to tell
You should have
me
known.
no.
You should have known.
Oh, so it's now I have to buy a time machine to go back. I need one to go forward as well.
You
Okay.
should have known.
Should have known better than to mess with me harder. Anyways, she told me 4 days before the
That's
thing.
more than enough time. I told all my other friends and they're like, I'm there.
Oh, I thought you didn't have friends. Ooh, liar. Caught red-handed. But
Well, I
anyways.
call them friends, but they're coworkers.
Okay. Ooh, shade.
No, like they're really, well,
I
the thing, that's another thing I'm telling you, like, because that's what I was getting at, where like
With a
it's
booby
hard for, yeah, the
grab
booby gram, where you have your life and your life, and then your friend has another life.
again.
So it's
And it's like
like,
a Venn diagram. It has to overlap a little bit, right?
you know, you
Push up.
anyways, you push it. Anyways, so like I and the thing here is like I'm trying to like more friends kind of like go out. And this girl's like, oh, I have plans for the next like 4 weekends, and I'm like, girl, you do have a life.
Yeah.
I don't do anything on my weekends.
Well, you have to catch up.
Catch up on what?
On like all your
No, she'd be like, oh, I'm going up north, or oh no, my friend, someone's coming over, or oh no, there's a party, like that.
That's
Yeah.
Myra
Yeah. And I'm
right
just like, oh, okay. So I'm just like, do you have time this weekend? And this weekend she has time. And I was like, do you wanna? I
Oh
know. I was like, you wanna come? She's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm excited. She
my
burned off like,
God. Yay. The day I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I have a stomach ache. I can't make it. Calling it. I'm joking. No.
bitch, I'm gonna get a rapid test and do it on you and be like, you good. Let's go.
What's it called? No, yeah. So she waited too long, and I have already plans. It's another friend's birthday. We're going for dinner.
Who have you known more?
Anyway,
Me? I
for
was
me,
right.
no. For me, it's very much first come, first serve. Yes.
But I'm the best.
It's first come, first serve. Because
I am the bun to your
coffee.
coffee.
Okay. I'm like, what,
so
coffee?
You have to drop the cupcake.
The cupcake.
And then come.
Oh, that's what a cupcake is. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm just
Okay.
kidding. It's okay. Go to
Yes.
your dinner. It's fine.
Oh, guilt. Now this is a guilt trip now. But that's
It is okay.
the thing.
You'll
Like,
miss
it's so
out.
hard. Like,
No, it's fine. You already be planned. It's cool.
no, it's, yeah, it's, I don't know. But cuz I have like a co I have one coworker that I really really like, and I want to hang,
Wink,
not that
wink.
way,
Oh.
no. I really really like, and I want to hang out. Well, I have two actually that I really like, and I really want to hang out with them. And it's just one of those things where like coordinating, like you said, the schedules, it's so hard. And one of them has two jobs also, like you said. So it's like a she has a 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and then she works the nights, you know. So it's like she's super busy, and then like she works two jobs. Do I really want to like take one of her free spots? You know what I
Her
mean?
free day, yeah.
Yeah. Do I really want to do that? And also like, there's the thing of like family, you know. They're there also, and they want to hang out as well.
That's
Like,
true.
I have to make time for that as well. You know, I'm so popular.
You are.
I can't help that I'm so popular. No. But it's hard. Like, so I think my idea would be, I didn't do it sooner, but now I am thinking more of introducing more of my friends. So if I do something, I can do something with two people. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, I saw two friends this week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, instead of like
And then
having.
those two friends are gonna start hanging out and leaving you behind.
Oh my God, that would be kind of sad.
It's happened.
Not to me.
Knock on wood.
No, I'm too good to be left alone. I mean, I'm joking. I'm joking. I don't know what you're thinking. I'm being serious. I'm joking. But no, maybe it's a subconscious thing. And maybe that's why I didn't introduce him, huh?
Maybe.
I didn't want that to happen.
Maybe. Now you have to do your
Breakthrough?
Friendsgiving
Breakthrough?
again.
And then just, I don't think that's happened to me. No. Because like I said, they don't know each other that. Yeah, they don't know. No. At least I don't think I can think of.
I'm just
It feels
touching your
weird.
fave.
It feels
I
weird,
never
huh?
touch one
Look,
with
touch
them.
it right here, right here, right here, right here. With my. I went to a black barber shop. And it was one of those things where like I've gotten skin fades before, but this time
How the fuck did they even get that close yet?
it's like
There's
super
hair
close to
there.
my skin that like in some spots it feels like I'm naked basically.
Well, if you go down, it feels like that, but then if you go up, you
You
feel the
feel the
hair.
hair. Yeah, so it's kind of
That's.
like a weird feeling. It feels like turkey.
You feel.
Back to the yeah.
It feels like turkey?
Yeah, turkey meat.
I
You
was
think
gonna
that?
say you feel.
No, you think?
I was gonna
What?
say. You.
What?
It feels like a naked mole for
Oh, 'cause he touched those many times. The only thing is that he did my lineup. Would you ever do a line? He did my lineup and it's a little bit too high, and that's what I don't like. And it's a little bit too prominent. I want it to look more natural.
Natural, because you're a natural woman.
Yes, no fake color here. Pure black. I'm back to black too. Look at that. I'm back to black. This is not gonna last long though. I'm itching already to bleach it again. But anyways, what?
This
So,
episode was weird.
you got deep.
I couldn't get deeper.
You can get deeper. That's what she said. So I think we should change the title.
To what?
'Cause it was more than just Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving and backstabbing friends. I'm just kidding. No backstabbing here. At least not that I
Wasn't.
know
No,
of.
no. What about Thanksgiving and is it Friendsgiving?
The one about Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving?
And
Question
Friendsgiving?
mark.
Question mark? No, I don't know. No, we can just
The one
title it.
about Thanksgiving and some tea.
And some tea. The one about Thanksgiving. Oh my God, I have a heart palpitation. It's all those fucking chocolate that I ate.
It's just your fat titty.
No, it's the chocolate that I ate. Oh my God, I ate like 10 chocolates.
Do you want the bag?
No, I do not want the bag.
Look at it, it's calling your name.
No, I do not. No, the one about Thanksgiving. Okay, I don't know. If the title doesn't line up, it's because I thought of a better title and Thanksgiving was too boring for all the shit that we talked about in this episode. But Fatima, where can they follow us?
Sorry. You guys can go ahead and follow us on our Instagram, which is Interrupted Rambling, and our Twitter, which is Interrupted Ram. Make sure to also like and subscribe all of our YouTube short podcast clips, which is Interrupted Rambling. And both of our handles are on in our Instagram
Yeah.
page.
You can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We are also on Anchor Podcast. That's where we record our podcast. There's also Pocket Casts. And follow us on whatever platform you listen to us. Spotify, you can follow us and you get notified every single time we post. Rate us, write a review. And until next time, this was
Interrupted Rambling.
bye.